girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a strange person approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Sorry I was staring at you, but I'm an artist, and it's my job to stare at beautiful women all day.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
After he says that, whatever you do, do not tell that wannabe artist to draw a door on the nearby wall and have him attempt to walk through it. Instead, give him the number to the loser line, so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play over the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Jessica. It's Sorry, I'm really wasted, but the smell of your hair just really turned me on, and I've never said this before, but I feel like I could fall in love with you, honestly, just from the smell of your hair. So I'm calling you like I said I would, and I really can't wait to see you again. And smell your hair again and kiss you. You're so perfect. I really want to see you again. So call me, please. Please call me.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
What is that shampoo? I need it.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? All I can think is, like, have humans evolved at all? Me, boy, you, girl, smell good.
Whatever it takes.
But, I mean, he was 10 seconds away from asking for her to cut it off and mail it to him so he could smell it.
Take back to cave.
Yeah. Do you get the feeling when that guy isn't wasted, he still talks the same way?
Yes.
I think he thinks the same way.
Yeah, for sure.
Say it out loud.
Next message.
Hey, Rachel, what's going on? It's Bill. We met a couple of nights ago while we were out watching the movie in our cars, and I ran across you in the concession line. We're at the drive-thru. And, you know, ever since we met, I've been thinking about you a lot, and I got a little something for you. You came into my life and you gave me your digits. Don't care about no strife, and I don't make no widgets. It would be fun if you would come to my place and eat from my kitchen. Hit me back, baby.
Next message.
On the loser line, I get such delight anytime someone says, I got a little something for you.
Yeah.
Like, what do you got? This is going to be good.
The content was not good, but the confidence that he had in himself when he delivered, 10 out of 10.
You're right. Totally right.
You know, poems don't need to all rhyme, okay?
Or
make poetry.
Or apparently make any sense at all.
Yeah, that's true.
But remember, you can get the special loser line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Give it out to somebody weird that's making you feel uncomfortable. So they can call us and leave an awkward voicemail like this one.
Next message.
Hey, this is Mike. We met, you gave me your number, but you might not recognize my voice because, you know, last night at the party, I was Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter. I'm refreshing your memory. yeah, that's my Steve Irwin. I thought you were super cool. Really glad I got your number, and I hope I can see you again soon. Maybe we can go down under.
Next message.
Okay. I said Jose, you liked that too much. I'm very concerned.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah. Good impression. Yeah. Outdated, but very good. I mean, I used to do Steve Irwin all the time.
The impression was pretty good, but if you're trying to hit on a woman and make her find you attractive, probably don't go with Steve Irwin the crocodile hunter.
I mean, if you're going to pick an Australian, you go with the Hemsworth brother.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Right?
But you
yes.
can still use, oh, she's a beauty, this one.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah, yeah. Guaranteed.
Next message.
Hey, what's up? This is Kevin. Hey, I had a really good time the other night, and, you know, I just wanted to make sure everything was cool because I felt like it came off weird, you know, that I wanted to hook up with you in the car. It's not that, you know, it might seem that I still live at home with, you know, with my aunt or something, like, you might think that she still brushes my hair every night or, you know, tells me when to brush her teeth. You know, she doesn't have to leave the hall light on so I don't get scared by monsters or anything. It's not like that, you know? So I just wanted to make sure that we're cool. Are we cool?
Next message.
Oh, no.
He got way too specific, though.
Yeah. We're not cool.
Yeah. I don't think we're cool.
Yeah, that he is a very bad liar.
Yeah.
I bet he always gets caught when he tries to do something naughty.
Always,
yeah.
For sure. And he definitely has to be told to brush his teeth before bed.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that he got the loser line number. He seemed like a catch.
Yeah.
Next message.
Hey, I'm standing outside your door. I've been knocking for a while now, and you're not answering. Kind of confused. You know, I just ran out to get some butter, and it's been 20 minutes? I don't know why you're not answering. Listen, I wasn't trying to be weird with the butter, you know, in any romantic or intimate sense, if that's what you were thinking. I just wanted to make some grilled cheese sandwiches, honestly. So, I don't know what to do here. I mean, I could leave the butter on your doorstep, or I could leave it in your mailbox. Or, I mean, if you want to text your neighbor, I could leave the butter with them. Just looking for some guidance here. So if you could call me back, that would be great. I'll just be waiting for your call with all this butter.
Next message.
What did I miss there?
How innocent. Well, he was at her house, mm-hmm. and she had only given him the loser line somehow, and he went out for butter and came back with how much?
Yeah. I picture him with, like, 7 or 8 yes. sticks of butter in his arms.
Exactly. I mean, and if you are just making grilled cheese, which I'm doubting now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of grilled cheese are you making?
The type of grilled cheese that I want to eat.
Yeah.
A nice buttery grilled cheese from Butter
All right,
Boy.
Touche.
Remember, listen to Loser Line regularly at this time every week. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.